Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Shlach says, "Laman nismecha Parshas Meraglim, Parshas Miriam." Why does the Torah put the Parsha of the Meraglim, which our Parsha begins with, next to the Parsha of Miriam, where she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, and she suffered that she became Mitzayra? Says Rashi, "Lfisha loks of Miriam aliske diba." Miriam was punished because she spoke what she wasn't supposed to say. For Sham Halalu, Ro'u v'loy lochumasim. These Rishayim, the Meraglim, saw what happened here and did not take the lesson. And the Sefer Chanukah Satayrah quotes the Sefer Rosh Yosef that asks a question. What did the Pasuk say? What does Rashi say? Ro'u, they saw what happened. Why? They didn't just see what happened, and they heard what happened. They didn't necessarily see what happened to Miriam. So he says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us, the Goyim, if a person unfortunately suffers from the Goyim, they're not considered Yisurim Shalahava. They're not considered Yisurim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings to a person out of love. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, Mishi Yesh B'ya Echa Mimaris Negoyim Halalu, if somebody suffers from tziras, eina ela mizbach, mizbeach kapara, that it is a kapara, answers the Gemara, kam betzina tax begodov, kam befresia. Gemara explains that when somebody, rachman l'tzlan, is suffering from yisurim, there's a difference if they're visible. If they're visible, they're not yisurim shalahava. And if they're not visible, they are yisurim shalahava. So now we can understand what Rashi comes to say. Miriam suffered. And Miriam suffered from tziras. But the Meraglim could have said that the reason she was suffering was because they were Yisurim Shalahava. So that's why we can't use Miriam as a model for ourselves. But says Rashi that Miriam suffered tziras. Ro, they saw. If they saw the Yisurim, then obviously those Yisurim are not Yisurim Shalahava. What are they? They're Yisurim because somebody did something which they weren't supposed to do. They said what they weren't supposed to say. If that's the case, you Meraglim who are seeing the Yisurim, and because you see Miriam's Yisurim, you recognize that they are not Yisurim Shalahava, should have learned from there how careful we have to be when we speak. But the question, of course, is, we know that the Pasuk says, Kulam anoshim, Rashi b'nei Yisrael heima. Rashi says, Kol anoshim shebemikra, whenever the Torah uses the word anoshim, loshim, chashivas, represents greatness. Vayis shok shem hayu. At that time, the Meraglim were a great person. So if they were such great people, how did it happen that they should fall and do this terrible avera of doing the Meraglim? As the Medrash points out, when we see the list of the Meraglim, Kalev is only listed as the third of that group. Yeshua is only listed as the fifth of the group. That means that there were Meraglim that were even greater than Yeshua and Kalev. The Pasuk says, Rashi b'nei Yisrael, they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And yet, after all of this, they come back and they tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Lenucha lalas la'om ki chazuk kumimenu. And the Gemara Masech, the Saita, Daf Lamed, Hey, Amar Aleph explains, chazuk kumimenu, klapi ma'al amru, that they said, Rachman l'tzlan, they said that the people in Eretz Canaan are even stronger than a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How does one fall? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He says that the Mesilas Yesharim, at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, says, who are covered? That the covered that creates, when a person lives his life just thinking about covered, just thinking about how he's going to be honored, that is what destroys the greatest of people. And that's what happened with the Meraglim. The covered, that they were anxious. They were only anxious about their own glory. They were concerned, will we be the leaders if we bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael? What will be our position if everything is all about themselves and their covet and their glory and their honor? Then they can't come in to Eretz Yisrael. And as I saw, the Stiplers Zatzal and the Brichas Peretz says, the Meraglim made a fatal error. Their error was that they thought that it was their opinion that counts, that they are supposed to render an opinion, should they go into Eretz Yisrael? That wasn't what they were sent for. Their opinion isn't what's necessary. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they should enter Eretz Yisrael, then their opinion isn't what's going to make a difference. They were sent simply to be able to report what Eretz Canaan looks like. But in their interest of COVID, they thought that they were so great, it was there that they started thinking that their opinion is what we're waiting for and what is necessary. And when they came to make that mistake, when they made that mistake and they thought that it's all about themselves and it's what they think and what they say, that was their downfall. And the Sefer Mipi Sfarim Asoifrim quotes the Sefer Magid Dvar Liyakov. He says that when we speak about the Meraglim, that we could understand how this notion of greatness entered their minds. As the Pasuk says, Kol Manoshim Chashivas, people that were chosen from all of Klal Yisrael to be the people to go and deter, and go to do the Avodah, to do the Meraglim, to go see Eretz Canaan. So it is very possible that a person in such a situation can fall into the gaiva, can fall into this trap of thinking how great he is and that what he says really makes such a big difference. How do we avoid that? So the Sefer Magid Dvar of Yaakov, based on the Ramban, says that the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Im te'iru v'im te'iru es ahava at she'tachpats. When you see that there's a moment that you may be falling into a trap, that you may be falling into, maybe going to a place that you shouldn't go, what you're supposed to do is, you at that moment, grab yourself and use that moment for Avodas Hashem. And he says that's exactly what happened here. Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that Yeshua will fall into the Atzas Meraglim, so Moshe Rabbeinu is mispal for him. Kalev was concerned that he's going to, that's what's going to happen to him. So Kalev went to be mispal by the Kivrei Avos, by Maris Machpelah. If we see, if a person sees that this could be happening, it's an opportunity, and it's a, what he needs to do is double down and be careful that this shouldn't happen. Because if you don't pay attention that it shouldn't happen, it may very likely happen. No matter how great you are, it could happen as it happened to the great people of the Meraglim. I saw a vart from the Mezhbizer, the Rabbark Mezhbizer. He says, we know that if a person, unfortunately, is not well, what he needs to do is be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He needs to daven to Hashem. And if he davens to Hashem, Hashem hears his tefillas, and Hashem will help him have refuah shleima. We believe that's the source for all refuah. So if that's the case, he asks, why do we have to go through going to a doctor in a hospital? Let's just be mispalu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us a refuah. So he explains, if a person were to daven and get sick and daven and get well, it's very possible that that individual, after being in such a stage, will really think that he's really great. Look at me. I wasn't well, Rachman Otzlan. I was mispalo, and I got better. And he's going to start believing that he is really great. And the entire reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person not well is that the person should recognize how much he needs to rely on Hashem. And if by getting sick and getting better, the opposite will happen, then the entire point
or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to do will have not happened. We need to recognize that even if unfortunately something happens to us, whatever happens to us, we are still totally dependent on Hashem. And Hashem wants us to constantly recognize and never let it get to our heads, never let it become a situation where we think that it's all about us.